with heroes he obtains the prize. He in whose dwelling Agni is chief ornament, and, all desired, loves his praise well, and zealously tends his offerings, his, or the praiseworthy sage's word, his, son of strength, who is most prompt with sacred gifts, set you beneath the gods, Vasu, above mankind, the speech of the intelligent. He who with sacrificial gifts or homage brings very skillful Agni near, or him who flashes fast with song. The mortal who with blazing fuel, as his dharma commands, adores the perfect God, blessed with his thoughts in splendor, shall exceed all men, as though he overpassed the floods. Give us the splendor, Agni, which may overcome each greedy fiend in our abode, the wrath of evil-hearted folk. That by which Mitra, Varuna, and Aryaman, the Ashwins, Bhaga, give us light, that may we, by your power, finding best furtherance, worship, O Indra, helped by you. O Agni, most devout are they, the sages, who have set you, sage exceeding wise, O God, for men to look upon, who have arranged your altar, blessed God, at morn brought your oblation, pressed the juice. They, by their deeds of strength, have won Diem, mighty wealth, who have set all their hope in you. May Agni worshipped bring us bliss. May the gift, blessed one, and sacrifice bring bliss. Yea, may our praises bring us bliss. Show forth the mind that brings success in war with fiends, with which you conquer in fight. Bring down the many firm hopes of our enemies, and let us vanquish with your aid. I praise with song the friend of man, whom God sent down to be herald and messenger, best worshipper, bearer of our gifts. You, to sharp-toothed Agni, young and radiant God, proclaim with your song the feast, Agni, who for our sweet strains molds heroic strength when sacred ghee is offered him, while, served with sacrificial ghee, now upward and now downward, Agni moves his sword, as does the Asura his robe. The God, the friend of man, who bears our gifts to heaven, the God with his sweet-smelling mouth, distributes, skilled in sacrifice, his precious things, invoking priest, immortal God. Son of strength, Agni, if you were the mortal, bright as Mitra, I worshipped with our gifts. And I were the immortal God, I would not give you up, Vasu, to calumny or misery, O bounteous one. My worshipper should feel no hunger or distress, nor, Agni, should he live in sin. Like a son cherished in his father's house, let our oblation rise to the gods. With your immediate aid may I, excellent Agni, ever gain my wish, a mortal with a god to help. O Agni, by your wisdom, by your bounties, by your leading, may I gather wealth. Excellent Agni, you are called my providence. Delight you to be liberal. Agni, he conquers by your aid that brings him store of noble heroes and great strength, whose bond of friendship is your choice. Your spark is black and crackling. Kindled in due time, O bounteous, it is taken up. You are the dear friend of the mighty mornings. You shine in glimmerings of the night. We Subharis have come to him for succor, who is good to help with thousand powers, the sovereign, Trasadasyu's friend. O Agni, you on whom all other fires depend, as branches on the parent stem, I make the treasures of the folk, like songs, mine own, while I exalt your sovereign might. The mortal whom Adityas, you, guileless, lead to the farther bank of all the princes, bounteous ones, whoever he be, man ruling kings, the regent of the race of men, may we, O Mitra, Varuna and Aryaman, like him, be furtherers of your law. A gift of 50 female slaves has Thrasadasyu given me, Purukutsa's son, most liberal, kind, lord of the brave. And Siava too for me led forth a strong steed at Suvastu's fort. A herd of 70 kine, good lord of gifts, he gave to me. Hymn 20. Maruts. Let none, swift travellers, check you. Come here, like-spirited. Stay not far away, you benders even of what is firm. Maruts, Ribhukshans, Rudras, come you with your chariots, strong-wheeled and exceeding bright. Come you for whom we long, with food to sacrifice. Come you with love to Sobhari. For well we know the vigorous might of Rudra's sons, the Maruts, who are passing strong. Swift Vishnu's band, who send the rain, islands are bursting forth, and misery is stayed. The heaven and earth are joined in one. Adorned with bright rings, you spread the broad expanses out, when you, self-luminous, stirred yourselves. Even things immovable shake and reel, the mountains and the forest trees, at your approach, and the earth trembles as you come. To lend free course, O Maruts, to your furious rush, heaven high and higher still gives way, where they, the heroes mighty with their arms, display their gleaming ornaments on their forms. After their godlike nature, they, the bull-like heroes, dazzling and impetuous, wear great splendor as they show erect. The pivot of the Subhari's chariot within the golden box is balmed with milk. May they, the well-born, mighty, kindred of the cow, aid us to food and to delight. Bring, you who sprinkle balmy drops, oblations to your vigorous Marut company, to those whose leader is the bull. Come hither, O you mares, on your strong horsed chariot, solid in look, with solid knaves. Lightly, like winged falcons, O you heroes, come. Come to enjoy our offerings. Their decoration is the same. Their ornaments of gold are bright upon their arms. Their lances glitter splendidly. They toil not to defend their bodies from attack. Strong heroes with their mighty arms, strong are your bows, and strong the weapons in your chariots, and glory sits on every face, whose name extends like a sea, alone, resplendent, so that all have joy in it, and life-power like ancestral might. Pay honour to these Maruts, and sing praise to them, for of the wheel-spokes of the chariot of these loud roarers, none is last. This is their power. This moves them to give mighty gifts. Blessed by your favouring help was he, O Maruts, at the earlier flushings of the morn, and even now shall he be blessed. The strong man to whose sacrifice, O heroes, you approach, that you may taste thereof, with glories and with war that wins spoils, shall gain great bliss, you shakers of the world. Even as Rudra's sons, the brood of the creator Dios, the Asura, desire, O youthful ones, so shall it be. And these the bounteous, worthy of the Maruts, who move onward, pouring down the rain, even for their sake, O youthful ones, with kindest heart, take us to you, to be your own. O Subhari, with newest song, sing out to the youthful purifying bulls, even as a plower to his steers, who, like a celebrated boxer, overcomes the challengers in every fight. They who, like shining bulls, are most illustrious, honour those Maruts with your song. Allied by common ancestry, you Maruts, even the cows, alike in energy, lick, all by turns, each other's head. Even mortal man, you dancers, breast adorned with gold, attains to brotherhood with you. Mark you and notice us, O Maruts, evermore your friendship is secured to us. O Maruts, rich in noble gifts, bring us a portion of the Maruts' medicine, you coursers who are friends to us. Haters of those who serve you not, bliss bringers, bring us bliss with those auspicious aids, wherewith you are victorious and guard Sindhu well, and succor Krivi in his need. Maruts, who rest on fair trimmed grass, what balm soever Sindhu or Asikni has, or mountains or the seas contain, you carry on your bodies, you who see it all. So bless us graciously therewith. Cast, Maruts, to the ground our sick man's malady. Replace the dislocated limb. Hymn 21. Indra. We call on you, O matchless one, we seeking help, possessing nothing firm ourselves, call on you, wonderful in fight, on you for aid in sacrifice. This youth of ours, the bold, the mighty, has gone forth. We, therefore, we, your friends, Indra, have chosen you, free giver, as our guardian god. Come hither, for the drops are here, O Lord of corn lands, Lord of horses, Lord of kine. Drink you the Soma, Soma's lord. For we, the kinless singers, have drawn hither you, O Indra, who have numerous kin. With all the forms you have, come, you of bull-like strength, come near to drink the Soma juice. Sitting like birds beside your honey, mingled with milk that gladdens and exalts you, Indra, to you we sing aloud. We speak to you with this our reverential prayer. Why are you pondering yet a while? Here are our wishes. You are liberal, Lord of Bays. We and our hymns are present here. For not in recent times alone, O Indra, thunder-armed, have we obtained your aid. Of old we knew your plenteous wealth. Hero, we knew your friendship and your rich rewards. These, Thunderer, now we crave of you. O Vasu, for all wealth that comes of the kine, sharpen our powers, fair-visored God. Him who of old has brought to us this and that blessing, him I magnify for you. Even Indra, O my friends, for help. Born by bay steeds, the lord of heroes, ruling men, for it is he who takes delight. May Maghavan bestow on us his worshippers hundreds of cattle and steeds. Hero, may we, with you for friend, withstand the man who pants against us in his wrath, in fight with people rich in kine. May we be victors in the singer's battle song, and meet the wicked much invoked. With heroes smite the foeman, and show forth our strength. O Indra, further you our thoughts. O Indra, from all ancient time, rivalless ever, and companionless art thou. You seek comradeship in war. You find not the wealthy man to be your friend. Those scorn you who are flown with wine. When you thunder and gather, then you, even as a father, are invoked. O Indra, let us not, like fools who waste their lives at home, with friendship such as yours, sit idly by the poured-out juice. Giver of kine, may we not miss your gracious gifts. Let us not rob you of your own. Strip even the strong places of the foe, and bring, your gifts can never be made vain. Indra, or blessed Saraswati, alone bestows such wealth, treasure so great, or thou, O Sitra, on the worshipper. Sitra is king, and only kinglings are the rest who dwell beside Saraswati. He, like Parjanya with his reign, has spread himself with thousand, yea, with myriad gifts. Hymn 22. Ashwins. I have called here today for succor, that most wondrous chariot which you ascended, Ashwins, you whose paths are red, swift to give ear for Surya's sake. Chariot ever young, much longed for, easily invoked, soon guided, first in deeds of might, which waits and serves, O Sumari, with benevolence, without a rival or a foe. These Ashwins with our homage, these two omnipresent deities, we will bring here for kind help, these who seek the dwelling of the worshipper. One of your chariot wheels is moving swiftly round, one speeds for you its onward course. Like a milk cow, O lords of splendor, and with haste, let your benevolence come to us. That chariot of yours, which has a triple seat and reins of gold, the famous chariot that traverses the heaven and earth, thereon, Nasatyas, Ashwins, come. You with your plough, when favoring Manu with your help, ploughed the first harvest in the sky. As such will we exalt you, lords of splendor, now, O Ashwins, with our prayer and praise. Come to us, lords of ample wealth, by paths of everlasting dharma, whereby to high dominion you with mighty strength raised Trikshi, Trasadasyu's son. This soma pressed with stones is yours, you heroes, lords of plenteous wealth. Approach to drink the soma. Come, drink in the worshipper's abode. O Ashwins, mount the chariot, mount the golden seat, you who are lords of plenteous wealth, and bring to us abundant food, the aids wherewith you helped Bhakta and Adrigu, and Babru severed from his friends, with those, O Ashwins, come here with speed and soon, and heal whatever is diseased. When we continually invoke the Ashwins, the resistless, at this time of day, we lovers of the song with songs, through these, you mighty ones, come here to my call, which brings all blessings, wears all forms, through which, all present heroes, granting food, you strengthened Krivi, come through these. I speak to both of these as such, these Ashwins, whom I reverence at this time of day. With homage we entreat them both, you who are lords of splendor, you whose paths are red, at evening, at morning, at sacrifice. Give us not utterly as prey to mortal foe, you Rudras, lords of ample wealth. For bliss I call the blissful chariot, at morn the inseparable Ashwins with their chariot, I call like Sobhari our sire. Rapid as thought and strong and speeding to the joy, bringing your swiftly coming help, be to us a protection even from far away, lords of great wealth, with many aids. Come, wonder workers, to our home, O Ashwins, rich in cattle, steeds, and gold, chief drinkers of the soma's juice, choice-worthy strength, heroic, firm and excellent, uninjured by the rakshas foe. At this your coming nigh, you lords of ample wealth, and all good things may we obtain. Hymn 23. Agni. Worship you Jatavedas, pray to him who willingly accepts, whose smoke wanders at will, and none may grasp his flame. You, all men's friend Vishvamanas, exalt Agni with your song, the giver, and his flames with which no chariots contend, whose resolute assault to win vigor and food deserves our praise, through whose discovering power the priest obtains wealth. Up springs the imperishable flame, the flame of the radiant one, most bright, with glowing jaws and glory in his train. Skilled in fair sacrifice, extolled, arise in godlike loveliness, shining with lofty splendor, with effulgent light. Called straight to our oblations, come, O Agni, through our eulogies, as you have been our envoy, bearing up our gifts. I call your Agni from of old invoking priest of living men. Him with this song I praise and magnify for you, whom, wondrous wise, they animate with solemn rites and his fair form, kind as a friend to men who keep Dharma. Him, true to Dharma, who perfect the sacrifice, Dharma-loving ones, you with your song have gratified in the place of prayer. May all our sacrifices go to him the truest Angiras, who is among mankind the most illustrious priest. Imperishable Agni, yours are all these high enkindled lights, like horses and like stallions showing forth their strength. So give us, Lord of power and might, riches combined with hero strength, and guard us with our sons and grandsons in our frays. Soon as the eager lord of men is friendly to Manti's race, Agni avert from us all the demon host. O hero Agni, lord of men, on hearing this new praise of mine, burn down the Rakshasas, enchanters with your flame. No mortal foe can e'er prevail by arts of magic over him who serve Agni well with sacrificial gifts. Vyasya, the sage, who sought the bull, has won you, finder of good things. As such, may we enkindle you for ample wealth. Usana Kavya established you, O Agni, as invoking priest. You, Jatavedas, sacrificing priest for man. All deities of one accord appointed you their messenger. Thou, God, through hearing, had first claim to sacrifice. Him may the mortal hero make his own immortal messenger, far-spreading purifier, him whose path is black. With lifted ladles, let us call him splendid with his brilliant flame, men's ancient Agni, wasting not, adorable. The man who pays the worship due to him with sacrificial gifts obtains both plenteous nourishment and hero fame. To Jatavedas Agni, chief in sacrifices, first of all with homage goes the ladle rich with sacred gifts. Even as Vyasya did, may we with these most high and liberal hymns pay worship to Agni of the splendid flame. Now sing, as Thurayupa sang, with lords to him who spreads far, to Agni of the home, O Rishi, Vyasya's son. As welcome guest of humankind, as offspring of the forest kings, the sages worship ancient Agni for his aid. For men's oblations brought to him who is the mighty lord of all, sit, Agni, mid our homage on the sacred grass. Grant us abundant treasures, grant the opulence which many crave, with store of heroes, progeny, and high renown. Agni, most youthful of the gods, send evermore the gift of wealth unto Varo Sushaman and to all his folk. A mighty conqueror are you, O Agni, so disclose to us food in our herds of kine and gain of ample wealth. You, Agni, are a glorious god. Bring here Mitra, Varuna, imperial sovereigns, holy-minded, true to Dharma. Hymn 24. Indra. Companions, let us learn a prayer to Indra, whom the thunder arms, to glorify your bold and most heroic friend. For you, by slaying Vritra, are the Vritra slayer, famed for might. Thou, hero, in rich gifts surpass wealthy chiefs. As such, when glorified, bring us riches of very wondrous fame, set in the highest rank, wealth-giver, lord of bays. Yea, Indra, you disclose that pre-eminent dear wealth of men, boldly, O bold one, glorified, bring it to us. The workers of destruction stay neither your right hand nor your left, nor hosts that press about you, lord of bays, in fight. O thunder-armed, I come with songs to you as to a stall with kine. Fulfill the wish and thought of him who sings your praise. Chief Vritra-slayer, through the hymn of Vishwamanas, think of all that concerns us, excellent, mighty guide. May we, O Vritra Slayer, O hero, find this your newest boon, longed for and excellent, you who are much invoked. O Indra, dancer, much invoked, as your great power is unsurpassed, so be your bounty to the worshipper unchecked. Most mighty, most heroic one, for mighty bounty fill you full. Though strong, strengthen thyself to win wealth, Maghavan. O Thunderer, never have our prayers gone forth to any god but you. So help us, Maghavan, with your assistance now. For, dancer, truly I find none else for bounty saving you, for splendid wealth and power, you lover of the song. For Indra, pour you out the drops, honey mixed with Soma, let him drink. With bounty and with majesty will he further us. I spoke to the Bay Courser's lord, to him who gives ability. Now hear the son of Asva, as he praises you. Never was any hero born before you mightier than you, none certainly like you in goodness and in wealth. O ministering priest, pour out of the sweet juice what gladdens most. So is the hero praised who ever prospers us. Indra, whom tawny coursers bear, praise such as yours, preeminent, none by his power or by his goodness has attained. We, seeking glory, have invoked this master of all power and might, who must be glorified by constant sacrifice. Come, sing we praise to Indra, friends, the hero who deserves the praise, him who, with none to aid, overcomes all tribes of men. To him who wins the kine, who keeps no cattle back, celestial God, speak wondrous speech more sweet than butter and than honey. Whose hero powers are measureless, whose bounty never may be surpassed, whose liberality, like light, is over all. As Vyasya did, praise Indra, praise the strong, unfluctuating guide who gives the foe's possessions to the worshipper. Now, son of Vyasya, praise you him, who to the 10th time still is new, the very wise whom living men must glorify. You know, Indra, thunder-armed, how to avoid destructive powers, as one secure from pitfalls each returning day. O Indra, bring that aid wherewith of old, most wondrous, you did slay his foes for active Kutsa, send it down to us. So now we seek you, fresh in might, most wonderful in act, for gain. For you are he who conquers all our foes for us, who will set free from ruinous woe or Arya on the 7 streams, O valiant hero. Bend the Dasa's weapon down. As to Varosushaman you brought great riches, for their gain to Vyasya's sons, blessed lady, rich in ample wealth. Let Narya's sacrificial mead reach Vyasya's soma-bearing sons, in hundreds and in thousands be the great reward. If one should ask you, where is he who sacrificed? Where do you look? Like Vala, he has passed away and dwells now on Gomati. Hymn 25. Mitra Varuna. I worship you who guard this all, gods, holiest among the gods, you, faithful to Dharma, whose power is sanctified. So too, like charioteers are they, Mitra and sapient Varuna, sons high-born from of old, whose Dharma stands fast. These two, possessors of all wealth, most glorious, for supreme sway, Aditi, mighty mother, true to Dharma, brought forth. Great Varuna and Mitra, gods, asuras and imperial lords, true to eternal Dharma, proclaim the high decree. The offspring of a lofty power, Daksha's two sons exceeding strong, who, lords of flowing rain, dwell in the place of food. You who have gathered up your gifts, celestial and terrestrial food, let your rain come to us, fraught with the mist of heaven. The two, who from the lofty sky seem to look down on herds below, holy, imperial lords, are set to be revered. They, true to Dharma, exceeding strong, have sat them down for sovereign rule. Princes whose laws stand fast, they have obtained their sway. Pathfinders even better than the eye, with unobstructed sight, even when they close their lids, observant they perceive. So may the goddess Aditi, may the Nasatyas guard us well, the Maruts guard us well, endowed with mighty strength. Do you, O bounteous gods, protect our dwelling place by day and night. With you for our defenders, may we go unharmed. May we, unharmed, serve bountiful Vishnu, the god who slays none. Self-moving Sindhu, hear and be the first to mark. This your protection we elect, desirable and reaching far, which Mitra, Varuna, and Aryaman afford. And may the Sindhu of the floods, the Maruts, and the Ashwin pair, boon Indra and boon Vishnu, have one mind with us. Because these warring heroes stay the enmity of every foe, as the fierce water flood repels the furious ones. Here this one God, the Lord of men, looks forth exceeding far and wide, and we, for your advantage, keep his dharma. We keep the old accustomed dharma, the statutes of supremacy, the long-known dharma of Mitra and of Varuna. He who has measured with his ray the boundaries of heaven and earth, and with his majesty has filled the two worlds full, Surya has spread his light aloft up to the region of the sky, like Agni, all aflame when gifts are offered him. With him who sits afar, the word is Lord of food that comes from Kain, controller of the gift of unempoisoned food. So to Surya, heaven and earth at morning and at evening I speak. Bringing enjoyments, ever rise you up for us. From Ukshanyayana a bay, from Harayana a white steed, and from Sushaman we obtained a harnessed chariot. These two shall bring me further gain of troops of tawny-coloured steeds. The charioteers shall they be of active men of war. And the two sages have I gained who hold the reins and bear the whip, and the two great strong coursers with my newest song. Hymn 26. Ashwins. I call your chariot to receive united praise mid princely men, strong gods who pour down wealth of never-vanquished might. You to Varo Sushaman come, Nasatyas, for this glorious rite. With your protecting aid, strong gods who pour down wealth, so with oblations we invoke you, rich in ample wealth today, when night has passed, O you who send us plenteous food. O Ashwins, heroes, let your chariot, famed, best to travel, come to us, and, for his glory, mark your zealous servants' praise songs. Ashwins, who send us precious gifts, even when offended, think of him. For you, O Rudras, lead us safe beyond our foes. Four wonder workers, with fleet steeds, you fly completely round this all, stirring our thoughts, you lords of splendour, honey-hued. With all sustaining opulence, Ashwins, come hitherward to us. You rich and noble heroes, never to be overthrown. To welcome this mine offering, O you Indra-like Nasatyas, come as gods of best accord this day with other gods. For we, like Vyasya, lifting up our voice like oxen, call on you. With all your loving kindness, sages, come to us. O Rishi, praise the Ashwins well. Will they not listen to your call? Will they not burn the panis who are nearer them? O heroes, listen to the son of Vyasya, and regard me here, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman of one accord. gods whom we yearn for, of your gifts, of what you bring to us, bestow by princes' hands on me, you mighty, day by day. Him who your sacrifices clothe, even as a woman with her robe, the Ashvins help to glory, honoring him well. Whoso regards your care of men as succor widest in its reach, about his dwelling go, you Ashvins, loving us. Come to us, you who pour down wealth, come to the home which men must guard, like shafts you are made meet for sacrifice by song. Most fetching of all calls, the song of praise, as envoy, heroes, called to you, be it your own, O Ashvin pair. Be you in yonder sea of heaven, or delighting in the home of food, listen to me, immortal ones. This river with his lucid flow attracts you, more than all the streams, even Sindhu with his path of gold. O Ashvins, with that glorious fame, come here, through our brilliant song, come you, whose ways are marked with light. Harness the steeds who draw the chariot, O Vasu, bring the well-fed pair, O Vayu. Drink you of our honey, come to our drink offerings. Wonderful Vayu, Lord of Right, you who are Tvashtar's son-in-law, thy saving succor we elect. To Tvashtar's son-in-law we pray for wealth whereof he has control, for glory we seek Vayu, men with juice effused. From heaven, auspicious Vayu, come drive here with your noble steeds, come on your mighty chariot with wide-extending seat. We call you to the homes of men, you wealthiest in noble food, and liberal as a press-stone with a horse's back. So, glad and joyful in your heart, do you, God, Vayu, first of all, vouchsafe us water, strength, and thought. Hymn 27. Vishvadevas. Chief priest is Agni at the Lord, as stones and grass at sacrifice. With song I seek the Maruts, Brahmanaspati, gods, for help much to be desired. I sing to cattle and to earth, to trees, to dawns, to night, to plants. O all you Vasus, you possessors of all wealth, be you the furtherers of our thoughts. Forth go with Agni to the gods, our sacrifice of ancient use, to the Adityas, Varuna whose Dharma stands fast, and the all-lightening Marut troop. Lords of all wealth, may they be strengtheners of man, destroyers of his enemies. Lords of all wealth, do you, with guards which none may harm, preserve our dwelling free from foes. Come to us with one mind today, come to us all with one accord, Maruts with holy song and Goddess Aditi, mighty one, to our house and home. Send us delightful things, you Maruts, on your steeds come you, O Mitra, to our gifts. Let Indra, Varuna, and the Adityas sit, swift heroes, on our sacred grass. We who have trimmed the grass for you, and set the banquet in array, and pressed the soma, call you, Varuna, like men, with sacrificial fires aflame. O Maruts, Vishnu, Ashvins, Pushan, hasten here with minds turned to me. Let the strong Indra, famed as Vritra slayer, come first with the winners of the spoil, you guileless gods. Bestow on us a refuge, strong on every side. A sure protection, Vasus, unassailable from near at hand or from afar. Kinship have I with you, and close alliance, O you gods, destroyers of our foes. Call us to our prosperity of former days, and soon to new felicity. For now have I sent forth to you, that I may win a fair reward, lords of all wealth, with homage, this my song of praise, like a milk cow that fails not. Excellent Savitar has mounted up on high for you. You sure and careful guides, bipeds and quadrupeds, with several hopes and aims, and birds have settled to their tasks. Singing their praise with godlike thought, let us invoke each God for grace, each God to bring you help, each God to strengthen you. For of one spirit are the gods with mortal man, co-sharers all of gracious gifts. May they increase our strength hereafter and today, providing ease and ample room. I praise you, O you guileless gods, here where we meet to render praise. None, Varuna and Mitra, harms the mortal man who honors and obeys your laws. He makes his house endure. He gathers plenteous food who pays obedience to your will. Born in his sons anew, he spreads as Dharma commands and prospers every way unharmed. Even without war, he gathers wealth and goes his way on pleasant paths, whom Mitra, Varuna and Aryaman protect, sharing the gift of one accord. Even on the plain for him you make a sloping path, an easy way where road is none. And far away from him the ineffectual shaft must vanish, shot at him in vain. If you appoint the right today, kind rulers, when the sun ascends, lords of all wealth, at sunset or at waking time, or be it at noon of day, or asuras, when you have sheltered the worshipper who goes to sacrifice, at evening, may we, O Vasus, you possessors of all wealth, come then into the midst of you. If you today at sunrise or at noon, or in the gloom of evening, lords of all riches, give fair treasure to the man, the wise man who has sacrificed, then we, imperial rulers, claim of you this boon, your wide protection as a son. May we, Adityas, offering holy gifts, obtain that which shall bring us greater bliss. Hymn 28. Vishvadevas. The 30 gods and 3 besides, whose seat has been the sacred grass, from time of old have found and gained. Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, Agnis, with consorts sending boons, to whom our Vashat is addressed. These are our guardians in the west, and northward here, and in the south, and on the east, with all the tribe, even as the gods desire, so truly shall it be. None diminish this power of theirs, no demon and no mortal. The 7 carry 7 spears. 7 are the splendors they possess, and 7 the glories they assume. Hymn 29. Vishvadevas. One is a youth, brown, active, manifold, he decks the golden one with ornament. Another, luminous, occupies the place of sacrifice, sage among the gods. One brandishes in his hand an iron knife, firm in his seat amid the deities. Another holds the thunderbolt, wherewith he slays the vratras, resting in his hand. Another bears a pointed weapon, bright is he and strong, with healing medicines. Another, thief-like, watches well the ways and knows the places where the treasures lie. Another with his mighty stride has made his 3 steps thither where the gods rejoice. 2 with 1 dame ride on with winged steeds and journey forth like travelers on their way. 2 highest in the heavens have set their seat, worshipped with holy oil, imperial kings. Some, chanting, conceived the Sama hymn, great hymn, whereby they caused the sun to shine. Hymn 30. Vishvadevas. Not one of you, you gods, is small. None of you is a feeble child. All of you truly are great. Thus be you lauded, you destroyers of the foe, you 33 deities, the gods of man, the holy ones. As such, defend and succor us with benedictions, speak to us. Lead us not from our fathers and from Manu's path into the distance far away. You deities who stay with us, and all you gods of all mankind, give us your wide protection, give shelter for cattle and for steed. Hymn 31. Various Deities. That Brahman pleases Indra well who worships, sacrifices, pours libation, and prepares the meal. Shakra protects from woe the man who gives him sacrificial cake and offers soma mixed with milk. His chariot shall be glorious, sped by gods, and mighty shall he be, subduing all hostilities. Each day that passes, in his house flows his libation, rich in milk, exhaustless, bringing progeny. O gods, with constant draught of milk, husband and wife with one accord press out and wash the soma juice. They gain sufficient food. They come united to the sacred grass, and never do they fail in strength. Never do they deny or seek to hide the favor of the gods. They win high glory for themselves. With sons and daughters by their side, they reach their full extent of life, both adorned with ornaments of gold. Serving the Immortal One with gifts of sacrificial meal and wealth, they satisfy the claims of love and pay due honor to the gods. We claim protection from the hills. We claim protection of the floods, of him who stands by Vishnu's side. May Pushan come, and Bhaga, Lord of Wealth, all bounteous, for our weal. Broad be the path that leads to bliss. Aramati, and, free from foes, Vishwa, with spirit of a god, and the Aditya's peerless might. Seeing that Mitra, Aryaman, and Varuna are guarding us, the paths of Dharma are fair to tread. I glorify with song for wealth, Agni, the god, the first of you. We honor as a well-loved friend the god who prospers our fields. As in all frays the hero, so swift moves his chariot whom gods attend. The man who, sacrificing, strives to win the heart of deities will conquer those who worship not. Never are you injured, worshipper, presser of juice, or pious man. The man who, sacrificing, strives to win the heart of deities, will conquer those who worship not. None in his action equals him. None holds him far or keeps him off. The man who, sacrificing, strives to win the heart of deities, will conquer those who worship not. Such strength of heroes shall be his, such mastery of fleet-foot steeds, the man who, sacrificing, strives to win the heart of deities, will conquer those who worship not. Hymn 32. Indra. Kanvas, tell forth with song the deeds of Indra, the impetuous, wrought in the Soma's wild delight. Strong god, he slew Anarsani, Sribinda, Pipru, and the fiend Ahisuva, and loosed the floods. You brought down the dwelling place, the height of lofty Arbuda. That exploit, Indra, must be famed. Bold, to your famous Soma, I call the fair-visored god for aid, down like a torrent from the hill. Rejoicing in the Soma draughts, hero, burst open like a fort, the stall of horses and of kine. If my libation gladdens, if you takest pleasure in my lord, come with your godhead from afar. O Indra, lover of the song, the singers of your praise are we. O Soma drinker, quicken us, and, taking your delight with us, bring us still undiminished food. Great is your wealth, O Maghavan. Make you us rich in herds of kine, in steeds, in gold. Let us exert our strength in sacrificial gifts. Let us call him to aid whose hands stretch far. to whom high praise is due. Who works well to succor us, he, Shatakratu, even in fight, acts as a Vritra slayer still. He gives his worshippers much wealth. May he, this Shakra, strengthen us, boon God who satisfies our needs, Indra, with all his saving helps. To him, the mighty stream of wealth, the Soma presser's rescuing friend, to Indra, sing your song of praise. Who brings what is great and firm, who wins glory in his wars, Lord of vast wealth through power and might. There lives none to check or stay his energies and gracious deeds, none who can say he gives not. No debt is due by Brahmans now, by active men who press the juice, well has each Soma draft been paid. Sing you to him who must be praised, say lords to him who must be praised, bring prayer to him who must be praised. May he, unchecked, strong, meet for praise, bring hundreds, thousands forth to light. Indra, who aids the worshipper. Go with your godlike nature forth. Go where the folk are calling you. Drink, Indra, of the drops we pour. Drink milky draughts, which are your own. This too, which was with Turgya once, this is it, Indra, that is yours. Pass him, who pours libations out in angry mood or after sin. Here, drink the juice we offer you. Over the three great distances, past the five peoples, go your way, O Indra, noticing our voice. Send forth your ray like Surya. Let my songs attract you towards us, like waters gathering to the veil. Now to the hero, fair of cheek, Advaryu, pour the Soma forth. Bring of the juice that he may drink, who cleft the water cloud in two, loosed rivers for their downward flow, and set the ripe milk in the kine. He, meet for praise, slew Vritra, slew Ahisuva, Urnvabha's son, and pierced through Arbuda with frost. To him, your matchless mighty one, unconquerable conqueror, sing forth the prayer which gods have given. Indra, who in the wild delight of Soma juice considers here all dharma among the gods. Hither let your bays, who share your banquet, steeds with golden manes, convey you to the prepared feast. Hither, O you who many lord, the bays who Priyamedha praised, shall bring you to the Soma draught. Hymn 33. Indra. We compass you like waters, we whose grass is trimmed and Soma pressed. Here where the filter pours its stream, your worshippers round you, O Vritra slayer, sit. Men, Vasu, by the Soma, with praise songs call you to the foremost place. When come you athirst to the juice as home, O Indra, like a bellowing bull? Boldly, bold hero, bring us spoil in thousands for the Kanva's sake. O active Maghavan, with eager prayer we crave the yellow-hued with store of kine. Medhya Tithi, to Indra sing, drink of the juice to make you glad, close-knit to his bay steeds, bolt-armed, beside the juice is he, his chariot is of gold. He who is praised as strong of hand, both right and left, most wise and bold, Indra, who, rich in hundreds, gathers thousands up, honored as breaker-down of forts, the bold of heart whom none provokes, who stands in bearded confidence, much praised, very glorious, overthrowing foes, strong helper like a bull with might. Who knows what vital power he wins, drinking beside the flowing juice? This is the fair-checked god who, enjoying the drink, breaks down the castles in his strength. As a wild elephant rushes on this way and that way, mad with heat, none may compel you, yet come hither to the draught. you move mighty in your power. When he, the mighty, never overthrown, steadfast, made ready for the fight, when Indra Maghavan lists to his praises call, he will not stand aloof, but come. Yea, truly, you are a bull with a bull's rush whom none may stay. You, mighty one, are celebrated as a bull, famed as a bull both near and far. Your reins are very bulls in strength. Bull's strength is in your golden whip. Thy chariot, O Maghavan, your bays are strong as bulls. You, Shatakratu, are a bull. Let the strong presser press for you. Bring hither, you straight-rushing bull. The mighty makes the mighty run in flowing streams for you, whom your bay courses bear. Come, you most potent Indra, come to drink the savory soma juice. Maghavan, very wise, will quickly come to hear the songs, the prayer, the hymns of praise. When you have mounted on your chariot, let your yoked bay steeds carry you past other men's libations, Lord of 100 powers, you, Vritra slayer, you, our friend. O, you most lofty one, accept our praise as nearest to your heart. May our libations be most sweet to make you glad, O Soma drinker, heavenly Lord. Neither in your decree nor mine, but in another's he delights. The man who brought us to this. Indra himself has said, the mind of woman brooks not discipline. Her intellect has little weight. His pair of horses, rushing on in their wide transport, draw his chariot. High lifted is the stallion's yoke. Cast down your eyes and look not up. More closely set your feet. Let none see what your garment veils, for you, a Brahman, have become a woman. Hymn 34. Indra. Come hither, Indra, with your bays. Come you to Kanva's eulogy. You by command of yonder Dios, God bright by day, have gone to heaven. May the stone draw you as it speaks, the Soma stone with ringing voice. You by command of yonder Dios, God bright by day, have gone to heaven. The stone's rim shakes the Soma here like a wolf worrying a sheep. You by command of yonder Dios, God bright by day, have gone to heaven. The Kanvas call you here for succor and to win the spoil. You, by command of yonder Dios, God bright by day, have gone to heaven. I set for you, as for the strong, the first draught of the juices shed. Come with abundant blessings. Come with perfect care to succor us. Come, Lord of lofty thought, who have infinite wealth and countless aids. Adorable mid gods, the priest good to mankind shall bring you near. As wings the falcon, so your bays rushing in joy shall carry you. Come from the enemy to us, to Swaha and the Soma draught. Come here with your chariot inclined to hear, take pleasure in our lords. Lord of well-nourished horses, come with well-fed steeds alike in hue. Come here from the mountains, come from regions of the sea, of air. Disclose to us, O hero, wealth in thousands, both of kine and steeds. Bring riches here to us in hundreds, thousands, myriads. You by command of yonder Dios, God bright by day, have gone to heaven. The thousand steeds, the mightiest troop which we and Indra have received from Vasurochis as a gift, the brown that match the wind in speed and bright bay coursers, fleet of foot like suns, resplendent are they all. Mid the Paravatas, rich gifts, swift steeds whose wheels runs rapidly, I seemed to stand amid a wood. Hymn 35. Ashwins. With Agni and with Indra, Vishnu, Varuna with the Adityas, Rudras, Vasus, closely leagued, accordant, of one mind with Surya and with dawn, O Ashwins, drink the Soma juice. With all the holy thoughts, all being mighty ones, in close alliance with the mountains, heaven and earth, accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, O Ashwins, drink the Soma juice. With all the deities, 3 times 11, here in close alliance with the Maruts, Brighus, floods, accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, O Ashwins, drink the Soma juice. Accept the sacrifice, attend to this my call, come nigh, O you two gods, to all libations here. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, O Ashwins, bring us strengthening food. Accept our praise song as a youth accepts a maid. Come near, O you two gods, to all libations here. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, O Ashwins, bring us strengthening food. Accept the songs we sing. Accept the solemn rite. Come nigh, O you two gods, to all libations here. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, O Ashwins, bring us strengthening food. You fly as starlings fly to the forest trees, like buffaloes you seek the soma we have shed. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, come thrice, O Ashwins, to our home. You fly like swans, like those who travel on their way, like buffaloes you seek the soma we have shed. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, come thrice, O Ashwins, to our home. You fly to our oblation like a pair of hawks, like buffaloes you seek the soma we have shed. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, come thrice, O Ashwins, to our home. Come hitherward and drink and satisfy yourselves, bestow upon us progeny and affluence. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, O Ashwins, grant us vigorous strength. Conquer your foes, protect us, praise your worshippers, bestow upon us progeny and affluence. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, O Ashwins, grant us vigorous strength. Slay enemies, animate men whom you befriend, bestow upon us progeny and affluence. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, O Ashwins, grant us vigorous strength. With Mitra, Varuna, Dharma, and the Maruts in your company, approach to your praisers' call. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, and with the Adityas, Ashwins, come. With Vishnu and the Angirasis attending you, and with the Maruts, come to your praisers' call. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, and with the Adityas, Ashwins, come. With Ribhus and with Vajas, O you mighty ones, leagued with the Maruts, come you to your praisers' call. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, and with the Adityas, Ashwins, come. Give spirit to our prayer and animate our thoughts. Slay you the Rakshasas and drive away disease. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, the presser's soma, Ashwins, drink. Strengthen the ruling power, strengthen the men of war, slay you the Rakshasas and drive away disease. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, the presser's soma, Ashwins, drink. Give strength to the milk kine, give the people strength, slay you the Rakshasas and drive away disease. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, the presser's soma, Ashwins, drink. As you heard Atri's earliest eulogy, so hear Syavasva, Soma Presser, you who reel in joy. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, drink juice, O Ashwins, 3 days old. Further, like running streams, Syavasva's eulogies, who presses out the Soma, you who reel in joy. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, drink juice, O Ashwins, 3 days old. Seize, as you grasp the reins, Syavasva's solemn rites, who presses out the soma, you who reel in joy. Accordant of one mind with Surya and with dawn, drink juice, O Ashwins, 3 days old. Drive down your chariot hitherward, drink you the soma's savory juice. Approach, you Ashwins, come to us. I call you eager for your aid. Grant treasures to the worshipper. When sacrifice which tells our reverence has begun, heroes, to drink the gushing juice, approach, you Ashwins, come to us. I call you eager for your aid, grant treasures to the worshipper. Sate you with consecrated drink, with juice effused, you deities, approach, you Ashwins, come to us. I call you eager for your aid, grant treasures to the worshipper. Hymn 36. Indra. You helped him whose grass is trimmed, who sheds the juice, O Shatakratu, drink soma to make you glad. The share which they have fixed for you, Indra, victor over all hosts and space, joined by Maruts, lord of heroes, winner of the floods. Maghavan, help your worshipper. Let him help you, O Shatakratu, drink soma to make you glad. The share which they have fixed for you, Indra, victor over all hosts and space, joined by Maruts, lord of heroes, winner of the floods, you aid gods with food, and that with might aids you, O Shatakratu, drink soma to make you glad. Creator of the heaven, creator of the earth, O Shatakratu, drink soma to make you glad. Father of cattle, father of all steeds are thou, O Shatakratu, drink soma to make you glad. Stone hurler, glorify the Atri's hymn of praise, O Shatakratu, drink soma to make you glad. Hear you, Syavasva, while he pours to you, as erst you heardest Atri, when he wrought his holy rites, Indra. You only gave Trasadasyu aid in the fierce fight with heroes, strengthening his prayers. Hymn 37. Indra. This prayer, and those who shed the juice in wars with Vritra, you helped. Indra, lord of strength, with all your succors, O Vritra slayer, from libation poured at noon, drink of the soma juice, you blameless thunderer. You mighty conqueror of hostile armaments, O Indra, lord of strength, with all your saving, help. Sole ruler, you are sovereign of this world of life, O Indra, lord of strength, with all your saving help. You only sundered these two consistent worlds, O Indra, lord of strength, with all your saving help. You are the Lord Supreme over rest and energy, O Indra, lord of strength, with all your saving help. You helped one to power, and one you have not helped, O Indra, lord of strength, with all your saving aid. Hear you, Syavasva, while he sings to you, as erst you heardest Atri, when he wrought his holy rites. Indra, you only gave Trasadasyu aid in the fierce fight with heroes, strengthening his powers. Hymn 38. Indra Agni. You too are priests of sacrifice, winners in war and holy works. Indra and Agni, mark this well. You bounteous riders on the chariot, you Vritra slayers unsubdued, Indra and Agni, mark this well. The men with pressing stones have pressed this honey of yours, which gives delight. Indra and Agni, mark this well. Accept our sacrifice for well-being, sharers of praise. The soma shed, Indra and Agni, heroes, come. Be pleased with these libations, which attract you to our sacred gifts. Indra and Agni, heroes, come. Accept this eulogy of mine, whose model is the Gayatri. Indra and Agni, heroes, come. Come with the early faring gods, you who are lords of genuine wealth, Indra Agni, to the Soma draft. Hear you the call of Atris, hear Syavasva as he sheds the juice. Indra Agni, to the Soma draft, thus have I called you to our aid, as sages called on you of old. Indra Agni, to the Soma draft. Indra's and Agni's grace I claim. Sarasvati's associates, to whom this psalm of praise is sung. Hymn 39. Agni. The glorious Agni have I praised, and worshipped with sacred food. May Agni adorn the gods for us. Between both gathering places, he goes on his embassy, the sage. May all the others die away. Agni, burn down the word within their bodies through our newest speech. All hatreds of the godless, all the wicked man's malignities. Away let the destroyers go. May all the others die away. Agni, I offer hymns to you like holy ghee within your mouth. Acknowledge them among the gods, for you are the most excellent, the worshipper's blissful messenger. Let all the others die away. Agni bestows all vital power, even as each man supplicates. He brings the Vasu's strengthening gifts and grants delight in rest and stir for every calling on the gods. Let all the others die away. Agni has made himself renowned by wonderful victorious act. He is the priest of all the tribes, chosen with sacrificial meads. He urges deities to receive, let all the others die away. Agni knows all that springs from gods. He knows the mystery of men. Giver of wealth is Agni. He uncloses both the doors to us when worshipped with our newest gift. Let all the others die away. Agni inhabits with gods and men who offer sacrifice. He cherishes with great delight much wisdom as all things that be, God among gods adorable. May all the others die away. Agni, who lives in all streams, Lord of the sevenfold race of men, him dweller in three homes we seek. Best slayer of the Dasyus for Mandhatar, first in sacrifice, let all the others die away. Agni the wise inhabits three gathering places, triply formed. Adorned as our envoy, let the sage bring hither and conciliate the thrice 11 deities, let all the others die away. Our Agni, you are first among the gods and first mid living men. You only rule over wealth. Round about you as natural dams, circumfluous the waters run. Let all the others die away. Hymn 40. Indra Agni. Indra and Agni, surely you as conquerors will give us wealth, whereby in fight we may overcome that which is strong and firmly fixed, as Agni burns the woods with wind. Let all the others die away. We set no snares to tangle you. Indra, we worship and adore, hero of heroes mightiest. Once may he come to us with his steed, come to us to win us strength and to complete the sacrifice. For, famous Indra Agni, you are dwellers in the midst of frays. Sages in wisdom, you are knit to him who seeks you as friends, heroes, bestow on him his wish. Nabhaka-like, with sacred song, Indra's and Agni's praise I sing, theirs to whom all this world belongs, this heaven and this mighty earth, which bear rich treasure in their lap. To Indra and to Agni send your prayers, as was Nabhaka's wont, who opened with sideway opening the sea with its foundations seven, Indra all-powerful in his might. Tear you asunder as of old, like tangles of a creeping plant, demolish you the Dasa's might. May we with Indra's help divide the treasure he has gathered up. When with this same song these men call Indra Agni sundry ways, May we with our own heroes quell those who provoke us to the fight and conquer those who strive with us. The two radiant with their beams rise and come downward from the sky. By Indra's and by Agni's hest, flowing away the rivers run, which they released from their restraint. O Indra, many are your aids, many your ways of guiding us, Lord of the bay steeds, Hinva's son. To a good hero come our prayers, which soon shall have accomplishment. Inspire him with your holy hymns, the hero bright and glorious, him who with might demolishes even the brood of Shushna, and wins for us the heavenly streams. Inspire him, worshipped with fair rites, the glorious hero truly brave. He broke in pieces Shushna's brood, who still expected not the stroke, and won for us the heavenly streams, let all the others die away. Thus we have sung anew to Indra Agni, as sang our sires, Angirases and Mandhatar. Guard us with triple shelter and preserve us. May we be masters of a store of riches. Hymn 41. Varuna. To make this Varuna come forth, sing you a song to the band of Maruts wiser than thyself. This Varuna, who guards well the thoughts of men like herds of kine, let all the others die away. Him altogether praise I, with the song and hymns our fathers sang, and with Nabhaka's eulogies. Him dwelling at the river's source, surrounded by his sisters seven. The nights he has encompassed, and stablished the morns with magic are visible, over all is he. His dear ones, following his dharma, have prospered the three dawns for him. He, visible over all the earth, established the quarters of the sky. He measured out the eastern place. That is the fold of Varuna. Like a strong herdsman is the god. He who supports the worlds of life, he who well knows the hidden names mysterious of the morning beams, he cherishes much wisdom, sage, as heaven brings forth each varied form. In whom all wisdom centers, as the nave is set within the wheel, hasten to honor Trita, as kine hurry to gather in the fold, even as they muster steeds to yoke. He wraps these regions as a robe. He contemplates the tribes of gods and all the works of mortal men. Before the home of Varuna, all the gods follow his decree. He is an ocean far removed, yet through the heaven to him ascends the worship which these realms possess. With his bright foot he overthrew their magic and went up to heaven. Ruler, whose bright far-seeing rays, pervading all three earths, have filled the three superior realms of heaven, firm is the seat of Varuna. Over the seven he rules as king, who, after his decree, overspread the dark ones with a robe of light, who measured out the ancient seat, who pillared both the worlds apart as the unborn supported heaven. Let all the others die away. Hymn 42. Varuna. Lord of all wealth, the Asura propped the heavens and measured out the broad earth's wide expanses. He, King Supreme, approached all living creatures. All these are Varuna's holy operations. So humbly worship Varuna the mighty, revere the wise god of world immortal. May he vouchsafe us triply barred protection, O earth and heaven, within your lap preserve us. Sharpen this song of him who strives his utmost. Sharpen, God Varuna, his strength and insight. May we ascend the ship that bears us safely, whereby we may pass over all misfortune. Ashwins, with songs the singer stones have made you hasten here, Nasatyas, to the Soma draught. Let all the others die away. As the sage Atri with his hymns, O Ashwin, called you eagerly, Nasatyas, to the Soma draft, let all the others die away. So have I called you to our aid, even as the wise have called of old, Nasatyas, to the Soma draft, let all the others die away. Hymn 43. Agni. These songs of mine go forth as praises of Agni, the disposing sage whose worshipper is never overthrown. The wise Agni, Jatavedas, I beget a song of praise for you, who willingly receives it. Your sharpened flames, O Agni, like the gleams of light that glitter through, devour the forests with their teeth. Gold-colored, bannered with the smoke, urged by the wind, aloft to heaven, rise, lightly borne, the flames of fire. These lightly kindled fiery flames are all around made visible, even as the gleanings of the dawns. As Jataveda speeds along, the dust is black beneath his feet when Agni spreads upon the earth, making the plants his nourishment. Agni devours and wearies not, seeking the tender shrubs again. Bending him down with all his tongues, he flickers with his fiery glow. Splendid is Agni in the woods. Agni, your home is in the floods. Into the plants you force way, and as their child are born anew. Worshipped with offerings, shines your flame, O Agni, from the sacred oil, with kisses on the ladle's mouth. Let us serve Agni with our hymns, disposer, fed on ox and cow, who bears the soma on his back. Yea, you, O Agni, do we seek with homage and with fuel, priest whose wisdom is most excellent. O worshipped with oblations, pure Agni, we call on you as before, did Brighu, Manus, Angiras. For you, O Agni, by the fire, sage by the sage, good by the good, friend by the friend are lighted up. So wealth in thousands, food with store of heroes, give you to the sage, O Agni, to the worshipper, O Agni, brother, made by strength, lord of red steeds and brilliant sway, take pleasure in this lord of mine. My praises, Agni, go to you as the cows seek the stall to meet the lowing calf that longs for milk. Agni, best Angiras, to you all people who have pleasant homes apart have turned as to their wish. The sages skilled in holy song and thinkers with their thoughts have urged Agni to share the sacred feast. So, Agni, to you the priest, invoker, strong in forays, pray those who spin out the sacrifice. In many a place, the same in look are you, a prince over all the tribes, in battles we invoke your aid. Pray you to Agni, pray to him who blazes served with sacred ghee. Let him give ear to this our call. We call on you as such as one who hears as Jatavedas, one Agni who beats away our foes. I pray to Agni, king of men, the wonderful, the precedent of Dharma, may he give ear. Him like a bridegroom, him who stirs all people, like a noble horse, like a fleet steed, we instigate. Slaying things deadly, burning up foes, rakshasas, on every side, shine, Agni, with your sharpened flame. You whom the people kindle, even as Manus did, best Angiras, O Agni, mark you this my speech. O Agni, made by strength, be you born in the heavens or born in floods, as such we call on you with songs. Yea, all the people, all the folk who have good dwellings, each apart send food for you to eat thereof. O Agni, so may we, devout, gazed at by men throughout our days, pass lightly over all distress. We venerate with cheerful hearts the cheerful Agni, dear to all, burning with purifying flame. So you, O Agni, which in light, beaming like Surya with your rays, boldly demolishes the gloom. We pray to you for this gift. Victor, the gift that fails not, O Agni, choicest wealth from you. Hymn 44. Agni. Pay service to Agni with your fuel, rouse your guest with ghee, in him present your offerings. Agni, do you accept, my Lord? Be magnified by this my song. Welcome my sweetly spoken words. Agni, envoy, I place in front, the oblation bearer I address. Here let him seat the deities. Agni, the lofty flames of you enkindled have gone up on high, thy bright flames, you refulgent one. Beloved, let my ladles full of sacred ghee come near to you. Agni, accept our offerings. I worship Agni, may he hear, the cheerful, the invoker, priest of varied splendor, rich in light. Ancient invoker, meet for praise, beloved Agni, wise and strong, the visitant of solemn rites. Agni, best Angiras, accept straightway these offerings and guide the seasonable sacrifice. Excellent God, with brilliant flames enkindled, bring you here, knowing the way, the heavenly host. Him, sage and herald, void of guile, ensign of sacrifices, him smoke-bannered, rich in light we seek. O Agni, be our guardian, you, God, against those who injure us. Destroy our foes, you son of strength. Making his body beautiful, Agni the sage has been strengthened by the singer and his ancient hymn. I invocate the child of strength, Agni with purifying flame, at this well-ordered sacrifice. So, Agni, rich in many friends, with fiery splendor, seat thyself with gods upon our sacred grass. The mortal man who serves the god Agni within his own abode, for him he causes wealth to shine. Agni is head and height of heaven, the master of earth is he quickens the water seed. Upward, O Agni, rise your flames, pure and resplendent, blazing high, thy lustres, fair effulgences, for Agni, you as Lord of Light, rule over choicest gifts. May I, your singer, find defense in you. O Agni, they who understand, stir you to action with their thoughts, so let our songs enhance your might. We ever claim the friendship of Agni, the singing messenger of godlike nature, void of guile. Agni, who bears most holy sway, the holy singer, holy sage, shines holy when we worship him. Yea, let my meditations, let my songs exalt you evermore. Think, Agni, of our friendly bond. If I were you, and you were I, O Agni, every prayer of yours should have its due fulfillment here. For excellent and Lord of wealth are you, O Agni, rich in light. May we enjoy your favoring grace. Agni, to you whose laws stand fast, our resonant songs of praise speed forth as rivers hasten to the sea. Agni, the youthful Lord of men, who stirs much and eats all, the sage, I glorify with hymns. To Agni let us hasten with praises, the guide of sacrificial rites, armed with sharp teeth, the mighty one. And let this man, good Agni, be with you the singer of your praise. Be gracious, holy one, to him. For you are sharer of our feast, wise, ever watchful as a sage. Agni, you shine in the sky. O Agni, sage, before our foes, before misfortune fall on us, excellent Lord, prolong our lives. Hymn 45. Indra. Hitherward they who light flame and straightway trim the sacred grass, whose friend is Indra ever young, high is their fuel, great their praise, wide is their splinter from the stake, whose friend is Indra ever young. Unequalled in fight, the hero leads his army with the warrior chiefs, whose friend is Indra ever young. The newborn Vritra slayer asked his mother as he seized his shaft, who are the fierce, who are renowned? Savasi answered, he who seeks your enmity will battle like a stately elephant on a hill. And hear, O Maghavan, to him who craves of you, you grant all. Whate'er you make firm is firm. When the warrior Indra goes to battle, borne by noble steeds, best of all charioteers is he. Repel, O thunder-armed, in all directions, all attacks on us, and be our own most glorious god. May Indra set our chariot in front, in foremost place to win the spoil, he whom the wicked injure not. Your enmity may we escape, and Shakra, for your bounty, rich in kine, may we come near to you. Softly approaching, thunder-armed, wealthy by hundreds, rich in steeds, unrivaled, ready with our gifts. For your exalted excellence gives to your worshippers each day hundreds and thousands of your boons. Indra, we know you, breaker down, even of strong forts, winner of spoil, as one who conquers wealth for us. Though you are highest sage and bold, let the drops cheer you when we come to you as to a trafficker. Bring to us the treasure of the opulent man who, loath to give, has slighted you for gain of wealth. Indra, these friends of ours, supplied with soma, wait and look to you as men with fodder to the herd. And you, who are not deaf, whose chariots are quick to listen for our aid, we call to us from far away. When you have listened, make our call one which you never will forget, and be our very nearest friend. When even now, when we have been in trouble, we have thought of you, O Indra, give us gifts of kine. O Lord of strength, we rest on you, as old men rest upon a staff. We long to have you dwell with us. To Indra sing a song of praise, hero of mighty valor, him whom no one challenges to war. Hero, the soma being shed, I pour the juice for you to drink. Sate you and finish your carouse. Let not the fools or those who mock beguile you when they seek your aid. Love not the enemies of prayer. Here let them with rich milky draught cheer you to great munificence. Drink as the wild bull drinks the lake. Proclaim in our assemblies what deeds, new and ancient, far away, the Vritra slayer has achieved. In battle of 1,000 arms, Indra drank Kadru's soma juice. There he displayed his manly might. True undeniable strength he found in Yadu and in Turvasa, and conquered through the sacrifice. Him have I magnified, our Lord in common, guardian of your folk, discloser of great wealth in kine. Ribhukshan, not to be restrained, who strengthened Tugra's son in lords, Indra beside the flowing juice, who for Trisoka split the hill that formed a wide receptacle so that the cows might issue forth. Whatever your plan or purpose be, whatever in transport you would do, do it not, Indra, but be kind. But little has been heard or done upon the earth by one like you. Let your heart, Indra, turn to us. Yours then shall be this high renown. Yours shall these lofty praises be when, Indra, you are kind to us. Not for one trespass, not for two, O hero, slay us, nor for three, nor yet for many trespasses. I fear one powerful like you, the crusher down of enemies, mighty, repelling all attacks. O wealthy God, never may I live to see my friend or son in need. Towards us let your heart be turned. What friend, O people, unprovoked, has ever said to a friend, he turns and leaves us in distress? Hero insatiate, enjoy this soma juice so near to you, even as a hunter rushing down, here I draw those bays of yours, yoked by our hymn, with splendid chariot, that you may give to the priests. Drive all our enemies away, smite down the foes who press around, and bring the wealth for which we long, O Indra. That which is concealed in strong, firm place, precipitous, bring us the wealth for which we long. Great riches which the world of men shall recognize as sent by you, bring us the wealth for which we long. Hymn 46. Indra. We, Indra, Lord of ample wealth, our guide, depend on one like you, you driver of the tawny steeds. For, hurler of the bolt, we know you true, the giver of our food, we know the giver of our wealth. O, you whose majesty the bards celebrate with their songs, you lord of 100 powers and 100 aids, fair guidance has the mortal man whom Aryaman, the Marut host, and Mitra, void of guile, protect. Kind steeds and hero strength he gains and prospers by the Aditya's sped, ever in wealth, which all desire. We pray to Indra for his gift, to him the fearless and the strong, we pray to him the Lord of wealth. For truly combined in him are all the fearless powers of aid. Him, rich in wealth, let swift steeds bring to us, his bays to soma juice for his carouse. Yea, that most excellent carouse, Indra, which slays most enemies, with heroes wins the light of heaven, and is invincible in war, which merits fame all bountiful, and, unsubdued, has victory in deeds of might. So come to our libations, strongest, excellent, may we obtain a stall of kine. Responding to our wish for cows, for steeds and chariots as of old, be gracious, greatest of the great. For, hero, nowhere can I find the bounds of your munificence. Still do you favor us, O bolt-armed Maghavan, with strength have you rewarded hymns. High glorifier of his friend, he knows all generations, he whom many praise. All races of mankind, with ladles lifted up, invoke that mighty Indra's aid. Be he our champion and protector in great deeds, rich in all wealth, the Vritra slayer, Maghavan. In the wild raptures of the juice, sing to your hero with high praise, to him the wise, to Indra, glorious in his name, the mighty one, even as the hymn allows it. You give wealth to me, myself, you give treasure, excellent, and the strong steed, O much invoked, in deeds of might, yea, even now. Him, sovereign ruler of all precious things, who even has power over this fair form of his, as now it takes shape, and afterward we praise, so that the mighty one may speed to you, pourer of bounties, traveller prepared to go. You favor the Maruts known to all by song and sacrifice. With song and praise I sing to you. We in the sacrifice perform their will whose voice is lifted high. The worship of those thundering ones who over the ridges of these mountains fly in troops. O Indra, mightiest, bring us that which crushes men of evil minds. Wealth suited to our needs. O stirrer of the thought, best wealth, O you who stirs thought. O winner, noble winner, strong, wondrous, most splendid, excellent, sole lord of victory, bring all overpowering wealth, joy-giving, chief in deeds of might. Now let the godless man approach, who has received reward so great as Vasa, Asvya, when the light of morning dawned, received from Prithusravas, from Kanita's son. Steeds 60,000 and 10,000 kine, and 2,000 camels I obtained. 1,000 brown in hue, and other 10 red in 3 spots, in all 10,000 kine. 10 browns that make my wealth increase, fleet steeds whose tails are long and fair, turn with swift whirl my chariot wheel. The gifts which Prithusravas gave, Kanita's son munificent. He gave a chariot wrought of gold. The prince was passing bountiful and won himself most lofty fame. Come you to this great rite of ours, Vayu, to give us vigorous light. We have served you, that you might give much to us, yea, might quickly give great wealth. Who with thrice 7 times 70 horses comes to us, invested with the rays of morn, through these our soma drafts, and those who press to give, drinker of pure bright soma juice. Who has inclined this glorious one, bounteous himself, to give me gifts, born on firm chariot with the prosperous Nahusha, wise, to a man yet more devout. So, Lord, in beauty, meet for praise, O Vayu, dripping ghee, hurried along by steeds, by camels, and by hounds, spreads forth your train, even this it is. So, as a prize dear to the strong, the 60,000 have I gained, bulls that resemble vigorous steeds. To me come oxen like a herd, yea, to me the oxen come, and in the grazing herd he made 100 camels bleat for me, and 20 mid the white. 100 has the sage received, Dasa Balbutha's and Taruksa's gifts. These are your people, Vayu, who rejoice with Indra for their guard, rejoice with gods for guards. And now to Vasa Asvya, here this stately woman is led forth, adorned with ornaments of gold. Hymn 47. Aditya's. Great help you give the worshipper, Varuna, Mitra, mighty ones. No sorrow ever reaches him whom you, Aditya's, keep from harm. Yours are incomparable aids, and good the succor they afford. O gods, Aditya's, well you know the way to keep all woes afar. As the birds spread their sheltering wings, spread your protection over us. As the birds spread their sheltering wings, let your protection cover us. We mean all shelter and defense, you who have all things for your own, to whomever they, most wise, have given a home and means of life over the whole riches of this man they, the Adityas, have control. As drivers of the chariot, avoid ill roads, let sorrows pass us by. May we be under Indra's guard, in the Aditya's favoring grace, for truly men sink and faint through loss of wealth which you have given. Much has he gained from you, O gods, whom you, Aditya's, have approached. On him shall no fierce anger fall, no sore distress shall visit him, to whom, Aditya's, you have lent your shelter that extends far. Resting in you, O gods, we are like men who fight in coats of mail. You guard us from each great offense. You guard us from each lighter fault. May Aditi defend us. May Aditi guard and shelter us, mother of wealthy Mitra and of Aryaman and Varuna. The shelter, gods, that is secure, auspicious, free from malady, a sure protection, triply strong, even that do you extend to us. Look down on us, Adityas, as a guide exploring from the bank. Lead us to pleasant ways as men lead horses to an easy ford. Ill be it for the demon's friend to find us or come near to us, but for the milk cow be it well, and for the man who strives for fame. Each evil deed made manifest, and that which is concealed, O gods, the whole thereof remove from us to Trita Aptya, far away. Daughter of heaven, the dream that bodes evil to us or to our kind, remove, O lady of the light, to Trita Aptya, far away. Even if, O child of heaven, it make a garland or a chain of gold, the whole bad dream, whate'er it be, to thither up their weakened sign. To him whose food and work is this, who comes to take his share therein, to thither and to dvither, dawn, bear you the evil dream away. As we collect the utmost debt, even the 8th and 16th part, so to Aptya, we transfer together all the evil dream. Now have we conquered and obtained, and from our trespasses are free. Shine you away the evil dream, O dawn, whereof we are afraid. Yours are incomparable aids, and good the succor they afford. Hymn 48. Soma. Wisely have I enjoyed the savory food, religious imbued, best to find out treasure, the food to which all deities and mortals, calling it honey, gather themselves together. You shall be, Aditi, as you have entered within, appeaser of celestial anger. Indu, enjoying Indra's friendship, bring us, as a swift steed, the chariot, forward to riches. We have drunk Soma and become immortal. We have attained the light the gods discovered. Now what may foeman's malice do to harm us? What, O immortal, mortal man's deception? Absorbed into the heart, be sweet, O Indu, as a kind father to his son, O Soma, as a wise friend to friend, do you, wide ruler, O Soma, lengthen out our days for living. These glorious drops that give me freedom have I drunk. Closely they knit my joints as straps secure a chariot. Let them protect my foot from slipping on the way. Yea, let the drops I drink preserve me from disease. Make me shine bright, like fire produced by friction. Give us a clearer sight and make us better. For in carouse I think of you, O Soma. Shall I, as a rich man, attain to comfort? May we enjoy with an enlivened spirit the juice you give, like ancestral riches. O Soma, King, prolong our existence as Surya makes the shining days grow longer. King Soma, favor us and make us prosper. We are your devotees, of this be mindful. Spirit and power are fresh in us. O Indu, give us not up to our foeman's pleasure. For you have settled in each joint, O Soma, aim of men's eyes and guardian of our bodies. When we offend against your holy statutes, as a kind friend, God, best of all, be gracious. May I be with the friend whose heart is tender, who, Lord of Bays, when quaffed, will never harm me. This Soma now deposited within me. For this I pray for longer life to Indra. Our maladies have lost their strength and vanished. They feared and passed away into the darkness. Soma has risen in us, exceeding mighty, and we are come where men prolong existence. Fathers, that Indu which our hearts have drunk, immortal in himself, has entered mortals. So let us serve this Soma with oblation and rest securely in his grace and favor. Associate with the fathers, you, O Soma, have spread yourself abroad through earth and heaven. So with oblation let us serve you, Indu, and so let us become the lords of riches. Give us your blessing, O you God's preservers. Never may sleep or idle talk control us, but evermore may we, as friends of Soma, speak to the synod with brave sons around us. On all sides, Soma, you are our life-giver. Aim of all eyes, light finder, come within us. Indu, of one accord, with your protections, both from behind and from before. Preserve us. Hymn 49. Agni. Agni, come hither with your fires. We choose you as invoking priest. Let the extended ladle full of ghee balm you, best priest, to sit on sacred grass. For to you, O Angiras, O son of strength, move ladles in the sacrifice. To Agni, child of force, whose locks drop oil, we seek foremost in sacrificial rites. Agni, you are disposer, sage, herald, bright God, and worshipful, best offerer, cheerful, to be praised in holy rites, pure Lord, by singers with their hymns. Most youthful and eternal, bring the longing gods to me, the guileless, for the feast. Come, Vasu, to the banquet that is well prepared. Rejoice you, gracious, with our songs. Famed are you, Agni, far and wide, preserver, righteous, and a sage. The holy singers, O refulgent, kindled God, arrangers, call on you to come. Shine most resplendent, blaze, send bliss to the folk and to your worshipper, great art thou. So may my princes, with good fires, subduing foes, rest in the keeping of the gods. O Agni, as you burn down to earth even high-grown underwood, so bright as Mitra is, burn him who injures us, him who plots ill against your friend. Give us not as prey to mortal enemy, nor to the wicked friend of fiends. With conquering guards, auspicious, unassailable, protect us, O most youthful God. Protect us, Agni, through the first, protect us through the second hymn, protect us through three hymns, O Lord of power and might, through four hymns, Vasu, guard you us. Preserve us from each fiend who brings the gods no gift. Preserve you us in deeds of strength. For we possess in you the nearest friend of all, for service of the gods and weal. O holy Agni, give us wealth renowned with men and strengthening life. Bestow on us, O helper, that which many crave, more glorious still by righteousness, wherewith we may overcome our rivals in the war, overpowering the foe's designs. So wax you by our food, O excellent in strength, quicken our thoughts that find out wealth. Agni is even as a bull who whets and brandishes his horns, well sharpened are his jaws, which may not be withstood. The child of strength has powerful teeth. Not to be stayed, O bull, O Agni, are your teeth when you are spreading far and wide. Make our oblations duly offered up, O priest, and give us store of precious things. You liest in the wood. From both your mothers, mortals kindle you. Unweariedly you bear up the offerer's gifts, then shine bright among the gods. And so the seven priests, O Agni, worship you, free giver, everlasting one. You cleavest through the rock with heat and fervent glow. Agni, rise up above the men. For you let us, whose grass is trimmed, call Agni, Agni, restless god. Let us, whose food is offered, call to all the tribes Agni, the invoking priest of men. Agni, with noble psalm that tells his wish, he dwells, thinking on you who guard him. Speedily bring us strength of many varied sorts to be most near to succor us. Agni, praise singer, lord of men, god, burner up of Rakshasas, mighty are you, the ever-present household lord, home friend, and guardian from the sky. Let no fiend come among us, O you rich in light, no spell of those who deal in spells, to distant pastures drive faint hunger, far away, O Agni, chase the demon's friends. Hymn 50. Indra. Both boons may Indra turned here listen to this prayer of ours, and mightiest Maghavan, with thought inclined to us, come near to drink the Soma juice. For him, strong, independent ruler, heaven and earth have fashioned forth for power and might. You sit as first among your peers in place, for your soul longs for Soma juice. Fill thyself full, O Lord of wealth, O Indra, with the juice we shed. We know you, Lord of base deeds, victor in the fight, vanquishing even the invincible. Changeless in truth, O Maghavan Indra, let it be as you in wisdom will it. May we, O fair of cheek, win booty with your aid, O Thunderer, swiftly seeking it. Indra, with all your saving helps, give us assistance, Lord of power. For after you, we follow even as glorious bliss, you, hero, finder out of wealth. Increaser of our steeds and multiplying kine, a golden well, O God, art thou. For no one may impair the gifts laid up in you. Bring me whatever thing I ask, for you, come to the worshipper, will find great wealth to make us rich. Fill thyself full, O Maghavan, for gain of kine, full, Indra, for the gain of steeds. You, as your gift bestow, many hundred herds, yea, many thousands do you give. With singers' hymns have we brought the fort render near, singing to Indra for his grace. Whether the simple or the sage, Indra, have offered praise to you, he, Shatakratu, by his love, has gladdened you, ambitious, ever pressing on. If he, the strong of arm, the breaker down of forts, the great destroyer, hear my call, we, seeking riches, cry to Indra, Lord of wealth, to Shatakratu with our lords. We count not then as sinners, nor as niggardly or foolish men, when with the Soma juice which we have shed we make Indra, the mighty one, our friend. Him have we yoked in fight, the powerful conqueror, debt-claimer, not to be deceived. Best charioteer, the victor marks each fault, he knows the strong to whom he will come near. Indra, give us security from that whereof we are afraid. Help us, O Maghavan, let your succor give us this, drive away foes and enemies, for you, O liberal Lord of bounty, strengthens his ample home who worships you. So, Indra Maghavan, you lover of the song, we with pressed Soma call on you. Indra is Vritra slayer, guard our best defender from the foe. May he preserve our last and middlemost, and keep watch from behind us and before. Defend us from behind, below, above, in front, on all sides, Indra, shield us well. Keep far away from us the terror sent from heaven. Keep impious weapons far away. Protect us, Indra, each today, each tomorrow, and each following day. Our singers, through all days, shall you, Lord of the Brave, keep safely both by day and night, a crushing warrior, passing rich is Maghavan. Endowed with all heroic might, thine arms, O Shatakratu, are exceeding strong, arms which have grasped the thunderbolt. Hymn 51. Indra. Offer you up as praise to him, that wherein Indra takes delight. The Soma bringers magnify Indra's great energy with hymns. Good are the gifts that Indra gives. Soul among chiefs, companionless, impetuous, and peerless, he has waxed great over many folk, yea, over all things born in might. Lord of swift bounty, he will win even with a steed of worthless sort. This, Indra, must be told of you, who will perform heroic deeds. Come to us hither. Let us pay devotions that enhance your might, for which, most potent, you would wish to bless the man here who strives for fame. For you, O Indra, make yet more bold the spirit of the bold, who with strong Soma serves you, still ready with his reverent prayers. Worthy of song, he looks down as a man looks into wells. Pleased with the Soma-bringer's skill, he makes them his mate and friend. In strength and wisdom, all the gods, Indra, have yielded to you. Be you the guard of all, O you whom many praise. Praised, Indra, is this might of yours, best for the service of the gods, that you with power do slay Vritra, O Lord of strength. He makes the races of mankind like synods of the beauteous one. Indra knows this his manifest deed, and is renowned. Your might, O Indra, at its birth, you also, and your mental power, in your care, Maghavan, rich in kine, they have increased exceedingly. O Vritra slayer, you and I will both combine for winning spoil. Even malignity will consent, O bold-armed hero, to us. Let us extol this Indra as truthful and never as untrue. Dire is his death who pours no gifts. Great light has he who offers them. Good are the gifts that Indra gives. Hymn 52. Indra. With powers of mighty ones has he, ancient, beloved, been equipped, through whom the father Manu made prayers efficacious with the gods. Him, maker of the sky, let stones wet with the Soma never forsake, nor hymns and prayer that must be said. Indra, who knew full well, disclosed the kine to the Angirasas. This his great deed must be extolled. Indra, promoter of the song, the sage's strengthener as of old, shall come to bless and succor us at presentation of this Lord. Now after their desires intent, the pious singers with the cry of hail have sung loud hymns to you, Indra, to gain a stall of kine. With Indra rest all deeds of might, deeds done and yet to be performed, whom singers know devoid of guile. When the five tribes with all their men to Indra have sent out their voice, and when the priest has strewn much grass, this is the friend's own dwelling place. This praise is truly your own. You have performed these manly deeds and sped the wheel upon its way. At the overflowing of this steer, boldly he strode for life and took Soma as cattle take their corn. Receiving this and craving help, we, who with you are Daksha's sons, wishes to exalt the Marut's Lord. Yea, hero, with the singers we sing to the duly coming band. Allied with you, may we prevail. With us are reigning Rudras, clouds accordant in call to battle at the death of Vritra, the strong assigned to him who sings and praises. May gods with Indra at their head protect us. Hymn 53. Indra. May our hymns give you great delight. Display your bounty, Thunderer, drive off the enemies of prayer. Crush with your foot the niggard churls who bring no gifts. Mighty are you, there is not one to equal you. You are the Lord of Soma Prest. Soma Impressed is also yours. You are the sovereign of the folk. Come, go you forth, dwelling in heaven and listening to the prayers of men. You fill both the heavens and earth. Even that hill with rocky heights, with hundreds, thousands held within, you for your worshippers broke through. We call on you both night and day, to taste the flowing Soma juice. Do